Commentary from John Gill's exposition of the entire Bible, Dr. John Gill, 1690-1771. Introduction to Deuteronomy. This book is sometimes called El Hebron, from the words with which it begins, and sometimes by the Jews, Mishneh Torah, the repetition of the law, and so in the Syriac version with which agrees the Arabic title of it, and when the Greeks, and we after them, call it Deuteronomy, it is not to be understood of a second, a new, or another law, but of a law formerly delivered, but now repeated, and also more largely explained, to which are likewise added several particular laws, instructions, and directions, all which were necessary on account of the people of Israel, who were now a new generation, that either were not born, or not at an age to hear and understand the law, when given on Mount Sinai, the men that heard it there being all dead, excepting a very few, and these people were also now about to enter into the land of Canaan, which they were to enjoy as long as they kept the law of God, and no longer, and therefore it was proper they should be reminded of it. And besides, Moses was now about to leave them, and having an hearty desire after their welfare, spent so little time he had to be with them, by inculcating into them and impressing on them the laws of God, and in opening and explaining them to them, and enforcing them on them, which were to be the rule of their obedience, and on which their civil happiness depended. Sometimes the Jews call this book the Book of Reproofs, because there are in it several sharp reproofs of the people of Israel for their rebellion and disobedience, and so the Targums of Jonathan and Jerusalem begin it by calling it the words of reproof which Moses spoke. That this book was written by Moses there can be no doubt, from Deuteronomy 1:1, only the 8 last verses, which give an account of his death and of his character, were wrote by another hand, equally inspired by God, as either Eleazar the priest, as some, or Samuel the prophet, as others, or, as it is the more commonly received opinion of the Jews, Ezra, though it is highly probable they were wrote by Joshua his successor. This book was written and delivered by Moses at certain times in the last month of his life and towards the close of the 40th year of the children of Israel's coming out of Egypt. That it is of divine authority need not be questioned when the several quotations out of it are observed, as made by the apostles of Christ in Acts 3:22, Hebrews 10:30, out of Deuteronomy 18:15, and by our Lord himself, Matthew 18:16, from Deuteronomy 19:15. It is remarkable that all the passages of Scripture produced by Christ to repel the temptations of Satan are all taken out of this book, Matthew 4:7, compared with Deuteronomy 8:3, and the voice from heaven directing the apostles to hearken to him refers to a prophecy of him in Deuteronomy 18:15.